Chris Johnson here. I'm on edge. I got the fucking Blue Jays game on in the background, and it's a fucking stressful time for me. At the time of this recording, they got a 3.5 game lead for the final fucking playoff spot. The Baltimore Orioles, this piece of shit, dog shit fucking franchise, is right on their ass, and I'm watching them play the Orioles right now. I'm not fucking happy. It's 1-1. I really have no reason to be upset at the moment, but I am fucking upset at the moment. Listen, I'm a pessimistic sports fan. I grew up in Buffalo, for fuck's sake. Bills, Sabres, a lot of fucking disappointment. And even for the Jays, too. I mean, I know they won two World Series in fucking 92 and 93, but I was fucking 10 years old. What the fuck am I going to do with a championship as a fucking 10-year-old? I don't know what the fuck is going on. I had to wait from then until fucking 2015 before they got good again. Like, good enough to make the playoffs. Then they had a couple good years. Then they were shitty. And now they're good again, but like, it's been a fucking adventure. It's been a fucking adventurous year. They should be better. They just should be fucking better. We shouldn't be fucking battling out with a fucking shitty Orioles for the final fucking playoff spot. Speaking of sports and sportball, fucking softball's over. Bar League softball is done. I wrapped up like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, whenever the fuck. My prediction from a couple weeks ago came true. We won our first round playoff game, and then we played the top ranked team, and we had a dog shit record against the three top teams in the league, 1-5, and history fucking repeated itself. We got beat by the top seed. It was close. It was like a 2-run game going into the last inning. Motherfucker, it was a 2-run or 3-run game or whatever until like 2 outs in the last inning. And then they got a boatload of fucking runs and we were down by like 12. We got a few back, but yeah, whatever. We fucking lost. And I wasn't fucking happy about it. You know what else I wasn't fucking happy about? I like made this weird like sliding, diving type play. I was catching. You know, if somebody hit like a weird like fucking pop fly. Fly balls look weird when you're a fucking catcher, when you're behind a plate. They got a different fucking spin on them. And like I went over to make the play and I had to like slide a catch. And I can't remember, like a lot of times when I'm playing, like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing out there. I gotta play sports the same way I do like everything else in life. I just kind of fucking go with the flow and just fucking react. Like whatever the fuck is gonna happen is gonna fucking happen. Like I saw the ball, I knew I had to go get the goddamn ball, and then I caught it. And it was almost out of reach, but I ended up fucking like sliding and banging my goddamn knees on the ground, and my fucking knee still fucking hurts. We're over a fucking week out. I got like bruised knees for fuck's sake. It didn't really hurt at the time, but it hurt the next fucking day. We were playing on turf too, which is, it's different than fucking grass. It's fucking, it's not as fucking spongy and shit as dirt. So like, I don't know if they got fucking concrete under there. All I know is it sucked and my fucking knees hurt. My fucking knees still fucking hurt and it bothers me. And my left knee is fucked up more than my right knee. And then I ran a fucking half marathon over the weekend and then my right knee started fucking hurting. And then like, I had to like ice it. I'm icing my knees like a fucking old man. And I'm sitting under my fucking desk. I got my fucking cat in my goddamn lap. And I go to turn. And you know like, you know the area under your desk? You fucking sit in your chair and there's the area under the desk where, you know, your fucking, your feet go. But there's like edges around. And I fucking turn. My right knee's feeling like shit already. And I fucking turn. And I bang that motherfucker right against the edge of the fucking desk. And the fucking sharp edge. It hurt like a goddamn bastard. And I'm fucking screaming. And the cat's looking at me like, what the fuck, asshole? What's going on with you? Like, bro, I'm sorry, man. I'm fucking sorry. I got a bad knee and I'm banging the fucking knee. And then oddly enough, like my knee started feeling better after that. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, I don't know if it like knocks something loose. Do I got loose bodies in my knee? Maybe I should go to the fucking doctor. I feel like I've been telling you that I should be going to the doctor as long as this podcast has been in existence, about 6 fucking years. I still haven't done it. Look, it's on my list. It's on my agenda, but I still haven't fucking done it. But if I keep fucking banging body parts into fucking sharp objects, I'm going to fucking have to do this. You know, I kind of had a good time playing softball. I already fucking re-signed up for next year. So 4 months of me fucking bitching has led to me signing up to play next year. Hey, man, I had a decent year. I had a decent year for somebody who hasn't fucking played ball in 20 years. I batted 500. And I finally, after like fucking 3.5 months, I finally remembered how to swing a goddamn bat. I never really forgot how to swing a fucking bat, but like it's different than fucking, you know, actual baseball when they're throwing fucking hard. And I could not remember. I couldn't remember my old routine. Listen, baseball players are maniacs and I'm a maniac. So me fucking playing baseball is a bit of a fucking problem, or even fucking softball. You got these routines, you got these fucking superstitions. It's really not a game a fucking maniac like me should fucking play. Or maybe like a maniac like me is drawn to the game because of all those fucking bizarre idiosyncrasies. But I have this weird fucking routine when I would go up to play it. I had it when I fucking played back in the day, but I couldn't remember what to do. I couldn't remember it. I knew I did something. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And it took me to like the very end to fucking remember. It's kind of like riding a bike, but not quite riding a bike. You know what I mean? I was good enough to get hits from time to time, but I don't know where I'm putting my fucking hands. I don't know where I'm fucking stepping. You know what I'm talking about? You ever fucking swing a goddamn bat? I sound like a fucking maniac, like worried about like fucking bar league softball shit. But if I'm gonna be fucking out there, I don't want to suck. You know what I mean? what's this motherfucker going on? God damn it. There's this motherfucker on the mound, Kramer. He doesn't pitch for the Jays. He's got his hair like tied back in like a ponytail like bun type thing. And like, look, when I run, I got the two fucking ponytails in, the pigtails, the double guns, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and it looks fucking awesome. But like, this motherfucker always has his fucking hair tied back. You can fucking mix that shit in every now and then. But if I'm on the fucking mound, that shit's flowing, goddammit. That shit's flowing. I'm not tying that shit back on the fucking mound. You got a fucking hat on. The reason I tie back my hair when I'm fucking running is so it doesn't get my fucking face. Another reason I put the two ponytails in is because I want people to wonder about me a little bit. I want people to look at me and think, what the fuck is this asshole doing? So there's two reasons I do it. I don't go with the single ponytail or like the bun or anything, because any asshole can do that. Fucking this dickhead Kramer can fucking do that. Nobody's impressed with his shit. I hate this fucking guy. For no real good reason. I just fucking hate him. He just bothers me. His hair fucking bothers me. The Orioles bother me. I'm bothered by fucking every team right now. I'm a pissed off, angry fucking sports fan in the best of fucking times. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays as the new podcast episodes are out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want it. I'm on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes, Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and I'm at Facebook Timeline.